Morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, August the 9th, and we welcome you this morning. The very sad news that an Australian icon has passed away, Olivia Newton-John, aged 73. All the news services are carrying this news. We only just found out in the last half an hour, and it is very sad note to welcome everyone this morning. Tim Watson, as I say, good morning to you. She was as big a name from a musical point of view there for a while as we've had.
Particularly as you and I were growing up and listening to music, for
Greece.
Sure.
Yeah. Greece was one of my all-time favourites.
Well, it still is for many, many people out there. Passed away peacefully at a ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. She'd been a symbol of triumphs and hopes for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer, her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with the Olivia Newton Foundation Fund, dedicated to research, plant medicine and cancer. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that any donations be made to her memory to the ONJ Foundation. There you go. So we know her family this morning.
We say it's a celebration of her life. It is sad, obviously. She's had battles with breast cancer, and she's become someone that has fought for, as you mentioned, from her own
experience,
but also her own centre.
Yep. Well, she was the driving force behind the centre being built here in Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly right. So her legacy will be hopefully for hundreds and thousands of women down the track to be able to deal with the breast cancer situation, which has been around for such a long, long time. So that's really sad.
Sad news.
We celebrate the life. We celebrate the life.
We do. Hey, and she's put a smile on the face of so many people.
I'm watching all the news at the moment. Boy, how did she live a life? She was massive. The McCafe Menu, our official coffee partner, brings you Zoe Samios. She's an age reporter in relation to the AFL TV rights. So there's been some big articles about that in the past day or two. So I thought we'd better just have a chat with Zoe, find out what exactly is going on. Sammy Evans got all the footy news, got the full wrap of the footy shows last night. We've got Cripps, Grundy, we've got Port Adelaide, Ken Hinckley, we've got the Crows, and much, much more to talk about. So very busy morning.
Can I just give you some flowers, though, before we go any further? Because you and I haven't had the chance to share a microphone since the luncheon, the big wine luncheon on Thursday at Marvel Stadium.
Well done to
and
George.
George, magnificent. Everybody that attended, great to catch up with so many people that listened to our program. But everybody, thoroughly enjoyed the presentation that George provided. The food was magnificent. That's as good as an eye fillet steak I have ever enjoyed in my life.
I said exactly the same thing.
And you could have cut that with your dessert spoon.
If you've Nick Revold thinks he's a foodie. Yep. One celebrity master chef.
Yep.
And I said the same thing to him. He said, what, at Marvel Stadium? I said, yes, my friend. At Marvel Stadium, it's like butter.
Cooked by the one and only
Adrian Richardson.
Yes, and probably, apart from your good self, might have been the line of the luncheon when he said that wrapped in bacon, the duct tape of the kitchen,
yes,
which
that's
is
right.
A very, very nice, funny
everything,
line.
A bit of bacon.
But can I just say, I want to give you your flowers because I put you under a little bit of pressure talking about your Nissan story. In fact, it shouldn't be the Nissan story. It dates back so far. It should be the Datsun story. But you got up there. I think you're
under sufferance,
but under a little bit of pressure. I overhyped it, but you got up there and you delivered magnificently.
We're going to give you all the flowers in the world, bro.
That's it. Anybody that left that luncheon would have been talking about the Nissan story because it hadn't been heard for a while. Very, very funny story.
You, on the other hand, went down a very dark path.
I did. Because of medication, a misstep from me.
If you're at the lunch, let us know what you thought. George, no, in all seriousness, next time, and we'll do another one.
Yep.
George did an unbelievable job. The value for money, the wine, the wine on offer was superb. So, it was nice. It was good fun.
Fantastic.
It was a great feeling in the room, though, too. Wasn't that a nice crowd
good
of people?
Good vibe.
Because you
nice
got up
vibe.
And you said, Wisp, I'm not sure about working this room. There's a few too many gaps here and there, but it had a nice acoustic sound to it,
didn't
it?
What do you mean, gaps? It was packed.
Yeah, I know, but because there was no walls there, it was open. Yeah, and you said, look, Wisp, I've done the Nissan story with an open room like this, didn't go over so well.
That's not true. It's never not gone over well. It's a
and
surefire
not only did that all happen, but you also learnt the secret passage that exists between the Channel 7 building and Marvel Stadium.
That's right. And
I got you to park at a very special spot, didn't I?
Yeah, because I had to pick you up and drive you and drop
you home. But where did you park between?
Yeah. Between Jane and Mitch.
Do you know the funny thing I said to you?
When I was at Channel 9, I had to park right at the front door. You're a fair way from the door.
Yes, that's true. I said to you at the time when you parked next to Mitch's car. Well, no, actually, Mitch wasn't even there when you parked. I said, he'll come out, he'll drive in here, and he'll wonder what the hell's going on here, and he'll probably call security about somebody parking in your spot. And that's exactly what he did.
He called security.
He said there's a foreign car in the Wisp spot.
Oh, I hope you set him straight.
Ah, dear. It was good. It's when a plan comes together, often, you know, because you've had a lot of aborted ideas, you know, your golf thing, you know, your trip to Papua New Guinea to walk the Kokoda.
The father-son thing,
yeah. Your wood idea.
Yep.
There's been a host of them, and none of them have got off the ground.
No.
The only one that's got off the ground so far is the one that I picked up and ran with, which is the wine luncheon with Georgie. Georgie and I are organising that on Thursday. So,
yeah, our envelope must be coming too.
Well, we're not going to get paid for it. Surely you're not expecting anything. You got some great wine on the day.
I didn't. I drove. I had minor sippage.
Yes, I only had a minor sip too. Of those three wines that you drank, so you had the Pinot, then you had the Cabernet Shiraz, and then you had the Shiraz. Which of those three did you like the most?
Shiraz.
The heavy one, the deepest one, the last one.
The Cabernet Shiraz was the deepest one?
The Shiraz was the deepest one.
You reckon?
The heaviest one, yeah. Well, I would have thought
not
so.
Not to my taste.
They're all good wines.
And he gave us a handout of where the wine sits on your tongue.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting, wasn't it? How you taste wine.
Dropped that into a few conversations over the weekend.
I bet you have. And your little show last night looked nice. It was a nice little show. That's the first time you've worn that little olive and pink outfit. I liked it. I thought that was nice. Tickety-boo last night. Big tick
from
the people that I was sitting with watching it last night.
Same.
Although there was one negative comment.
Same.
And that was about the couch last night, the couch itself.
What's wrong with it? Same couch it's always been.
Well, that's what I said to the person I was watching this show with last night. And she said, well, I think they need to do something about it. It just looks a little bit old-fashioned.
It's a new couch.
Are we happy with the show last night?
It's good. It's good. Lots of information in there that we can talk about today. Once we wind up and get stuck into it. I've got some questions, though. I've got lots of questions for you this morning.
Right, ramble type questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Since Thursday. I collect them and add them down here. Why don't you explain The Masked Singer to me?
Never watched the show. I have never watched the show.
Would you know anything about it?
No. I know that they unmask somebody and they've got to guess who they are and they swivel around or whatever and they take off their mask. But that's as much as I know about the show. I've never actually sat and watched it. Are you watching it and are confused? Or?
No, I'm not watching it, but I've read about it. And as I understand it, and I asked our boys out there, some people come out in a costume, like say it's you and you're singing Ruby, right, in your costume. And then
haven't been asked, by the way.
The poor people sit there. And they go, I think this is the premise of the show. They have to guess who it is, who's singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. So three of them are Australian. Dave Hughes is there.
He's one of the judges.
Chrissy Swan and someone else.
Is it Jackie?
Abby Chatfield. And then Mel B.
Yeah.
Who's a Spice Girl.
One of the Spice Girls.
How the hell would she know? Like, if... It's an Australian thing. If you come out, how's she going to know? How's she going to guess you?
Guess who, though?
Guess
me.
Under the Masked Singer, who it is. Don't you have to guess what the whole idea is?
That's not a great example because everybody knows
who Mel
sang
B.
Everybody knows who sang Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. This was a hit, Gary. Ruby. Bad example.
Anyway, I don't get it. From what I understand, and then they have an Australian come out and sing, and then they make a guess as if the if some overseas Mel B is going to know who bloody whoever it is, things. Stupid show.
I can't believe you've been invested in that show.
I have been
dying to ask you this question because anyone that listens to our program knows that you are a big watcher of the Kardashians and you know everything that's going on with that family.
I
want to know this. Mm-hmm. Why did Kim and Peter split up? Was it the age gap difference that was the big problem
there?
Well,
the thing is that won't hit the screens until their next series, see?
Right.
So they're in hiatus after they went to Hula for their new series.
Right.
And Pete was introduced only towards the end of that series. He made a few little brief cameos on Kim's new jet, but I would think that we'll get the bottom of that in the next series.
Right. So you've got no inside information. You've got to actually wait until the series airs before you know what's going on.
It didn't appear to be a match that was going to last for me.
Like, what about
Kim? Kim doesn't hang on to him for too long anyway.
But, well, Pete's got some form as well.
She held on to Kanye for four babies, which was fair enough, but not Pete with his tats and everything else. I didn't think that was. Although, having said that, Chloe and Travis have...
Yeah, Travis... Travis is full of tats. He's got them all over his head.
Enough of that. House of Gucci.
He hasn't been well either.
I'm watching The House of Gucci.
Are you really?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't watched it yet, no. Oh. I'll watch it. If you tell me it's good, I'll watch it.
Well...
Are you enjoying it or not?
Robert De Niro's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Robert De Niro?
No, Lady Gaga's
in it.
Al Pacino's in it.
Lady Gaga. It's a good cast. Jared Leto.
Right.
I didn't know the story, Gucci. Anyway, I haven't got to the good part. I think there's...
What is the good part?
I think there's some murdering coming up.
Right, that's the good part, is it?
Well,
you have a cutting violence.
There's nothing good about that, but you know what I mean.
Right, okay.
The juicy stuff. The juice.
Gee, there's a lot of juicy stuff happened over the weekend.
What else happened?
Well, footy-type juicy stuff. You know, stuff going on here, there and everywhere. Your boy... Ed Langdon, where will he pop up next, Ed Langdon? Where will he do his next interview?
The next press conference at Melbourne.
they should put him out there this week, shouldn't they?
Away you go. So you can play Carlton this week. Away you go. Yeah.
They're not a one-trick pony. They've got a lot of tricks.
This is what we'll do. 0433981116. What does Ed say next?
Yes. Ed's next utterance.
They play Carlton this week, Saturday night, MCG, probably maybe 60, 70,000.
Yep.
What does Ed say next?
That is to get himself.
He's got to one up himself.
Great.
He can't go back to the same well and go one trick pony.
No.
He's got to come up with something better.
And it has to be as inflammatory as what it was last week, too.
Yeah,
what does he say next? Melbourne put Ed out this week. What does he say about Carlton?
He goes out and goes, geez, Cripps should get two. He should come out and say,
early in the week.
Yeah. They should roll him out today and say, Ed, what do you think? Four. 4 weeks for Cripps. Get it up and going.
You know when somebody says what he said?
Yeah.
It actually blows you away, doesn't it? Like, not blows you away, but it just captures your attention really quickly because you just don't hear anybody say anything like that about the opposition ever. Like, coaches go to pains not to mention the opposition in some disparaging way.
So we spoke to both coaches Friday night after it, right?
Yeah.
So
after the game.
No, before the game,
right.
On Friday night. And Goody goes, he said, I generally like a Carlton draft on a Thursday night before the game, and I spat it out. and then Kath asked Craig McRae, and he had a big grin and smile on his face, and he actually said, I loved it. There should be more of it. But he did mention it in the pregame.
He did. And, you know, the thing is, he would have been parroting what the coaches had already said to the players as part of the preparation. They would have said, they would have been looking at the tape of Collingwood and they would have said, look, you know, they're a bit of a one-trick pony. This is the way they play.
Well, you know,
and that bit has just stuck in his mind.
And they still were a bit of a one-tricker.
That's a good trick.
And at halftime, the trick wasn't working that well.
No, but it did.
By the end of the game, it worked magnificently.
They are going, I know we don't talk about serious footy matters at this stage of the day, but they are going beautifully.
If it wasn't for Melbourne... that they'd beat Melbourne. Well, I did. I loved it from a footy purist. I love what they did on the weekend.
Then you got Koshy opening his big mouth again yesterday and putting some more pressure on poor old Kenny Hinckley and the rest of the coaches.
Watson declares Koshy a big mouth.
Well, he's a big mouth. He can't help himself.
Well, let me explore that on the other side of the break. Make the call, switch to Kogan Mobile. Melbourne Airport parking. There's $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport and the 4D garage doors. Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. We are in Xanadu. Remembering Olivia Newton-John, who very sadly passed away this morning, aged 73, in the US, surrounded by family.
Did your paths ever cross with Liv?
Yes.
Whereabouts? On the Footy Show?
What do you call her? Liv?
Liv, yeah.
Or Liv?
Yeah, Liv, yeah.
No, she came on the Footy Show. She came on a couple of times. Her and Sammy did the whole let's get physical duet.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, of course they did. On the Footy Show, yep. Lovely lady. And on the world stage would be one of our most well-known.
Huge on the world stage.
Celebrated, wouldn't she?
Huge. Huge on the world stage. That'll be the big news story of the day, one would think. The passing of Olivia Newton-John this morning, sadly overnight.
Read this in the paper. You could have knocked me down with a feather. A long, long international study, it says. This has been conducted internationally.
Right.
And this is what they've
This is a big study there.
Eating between 7 a.m. and 3 only eating. Mm-hmm. So only eating between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. could help you lose weight and lower your blood pressure. But blow me down.
Mm.
You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Is that all the detail you're going to provide? Do they say that only eating between 7 and 3 in the afternoon, a couple of dry biscuits with Vegemite on them without butter is going to help you lose weight as well?
It says.
And a glass of water?
Tim, if I was given a grand to study and my conclusion was, listen, if you only ate between 7 o'clock in the morning and you stopped eating at 3 o'clock, I deduct that you'll lose weight.
That's right.
Give me the money. I would have done it.
Well,
I would have come up to that conclusion.
On the basis that you've cut out one major meal of the day.
On the basis that you stop eating at 3 o'clock and you don't eat anything more.
How much did they get paid to conduct that study?
Millions of international funds have gone into that international study.
Yeah, dear.
30% spike in milk.
Yeah, well, that's not going to – well, it will affect me because I have a cappuccino each and every day.
So it's going to go up. That's not
a – Are you a juice drinker? I've started getting this green juice, which has got a heavy ginger flavor to it as well.
Do you make it yourself?
No. I go to my local place, and they do it freshly squeezed every day.
Someone's on the big bucks.
Well, I haven't been able to do anything or go anywhere for over a month. I've got to spend money on something.
That's your petrol money because you told me you hadn't filled up petrol for a month.
2 months.
2 months?
2 months ago was the last time I put petrol in the car.
Well,
haven't needed to.
You've missed the $2.45 a litre of diesel.
Although I've got to pick a bone with Slippery Steve when I see him because I had the car detailed inside and out.
Who did it for you?
I can't remember the name of the company. When we have Stevie on the show, we'll mention them.
Steve got it done for you?
Yeah, well, I asked him if he could do it for me. He got it done. Unbelievable job. Well, but they've used some sort of potion or detailing liquid.
Buffer.
On the inside of the car.
Yeah.
On a warm day when there's a bit of sun, I get blinded.
Makes your eyes water.
My eyes were watering. I had to drive to work yesterday with both windows down, trying to air the house out, like stinging. I don't know what the potion is that they use, but it was just stinging.
Well, that's not a great recommendation if you can't see what you're driving.
You've got to be able to see while you're driving.
When the sun comes out and your eyes start watering because he's used some elixir.
But internally, the car is like tickety-boo, it just looks brand new again. And you know what it was like because Brando had been in there and I hadn't cleaned it for ages.
Awful.
It stunk and it was dirty as all get out.
He got rid of the Brando smell.
Yeah, he got rid of all of that. But that's why obviously that's something to do with solution they used.
No wonder. Burned your eyes out. Cleaned your car, burned your eyes sockets. Download the BuddyBet app now, home of the handshake bet. Start betting against your buddies and, of course, gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. Where you had a BuddyBet about whether Ed Langdon would be fronting the media this week.
Yep.
Probably not. But someone says he should come out and say, by the way, I'm great mates with Darren Milburn before they play Carlton. I commentated that game. It was one of my first games as a broadcaster.
That was at Princess Park.
Yeah. It was.
Were you doing AW that day?
Yeah.
In the box with Rex?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was tense.
It was. It was. There was an eerie. There was actually an eerie feeling about that. No. I could feel it. I felt it coming through the TV set that night when I was watching.
You felt it from the radio, the description.
Not through your radio description. It was a TV description. But there was something crazily sort of weird and almost like unhinged about that latter part of that game.
Oh, no. There was a riot.
Yeah. It had.
Had riot.
Yeah. Like something was.
Ground invasion.
Something was going to erupt. Out of control.
Don't know what we're talking about. Darren Milburn cleaned up sausage. who was a patron saint of Carlton at the time and remains one of their most loved. And he shirt fronted him late. And then it just, and it was like dark. It was winter, obviously, and the, you know, it was late in the game, so it was getting darker, and there were dark clouds, and oh dear me, I was a bit fearful.
Did you leave that game in Rex's Nissan?
Too quick. No, I didn't leave in Rex's.
Was that the only trip you took in the Nissan? I meant to ask you this.
It was.
It was just that one day up and back to Cardinia Park.
I think because he was a touch embarrassed after you, so I don't think he was. I was welcome there for a long time. We're all good now, though.
You'll be on the finals sort of circuit, doing spots here, there, and everywhere because
you are
one of the most in demand type people. Will you be taking that story with you again or not? Did you think that the reception you got on Thursday
depends on the? Depends
yeah, on, I know it always depends on the sheets.
Depends on what sort of function it is.
Right.
You can't just trot it out willy nilly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Unlike you, that didn't read the room with your Paul Vanderhaar trick.
Well, it was the only story that related to food in any way that I had, so it was a mistake, a misstep. I'm acknowledging that. I was still taking medication on last Thursday too. I'm off all the medication though now, so I'm thinking a lot more clearly and cleanly than what I was at the time.
Oh, I'm getting a very good recommendation for a detailer.
Who is it?
Well,
don't mention that one because that's not the one that did my car.
Well, how do you know?
Well, are they from Essendon?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
It looks brand new. Yeah, might be a good time to sell my car too. That's the other thing because the price is around at the moment. Whew.
Mm.
You got to replace it then though, don't you? Would you be able to pick me up every day? Not just the 3 days that I work here. Would you be able to, could I have you on tap for say 7 days a week or not?
Mm.
Why don't we do car share, you and I? Because you don't, your car spends a lot of time in the garage.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it? Okay.
No, it does not. You've got to get down the road. Hey, Ronnie was at, he was, Ronnie from Romsey was at the Princess Park. I think he was. G'day, Ronnie.
No, I wasn't Gazza. What I'm bringing up about is that the day you went up with Rex Hunt, was that the day you played the joke on him on the phone in the back seat?
Oh, Ronnie, don't give the story away, for God's sake, man. It's got here on the Silvani day. What's all that about? Oh, Ronnie, it cost me.
Ronnie's heard the story.
30 or 40 large if you start telling the story.
Maybe there are not many people out there that haven't heard the story.
New generation coming through.
Well, that's true. Gary, get stuck into Gary tomorrow, which is today, about his olive and salmon combination.
No.
Gary looked like he was dressed by Black Swan Dips on the show.
Jace, I'm afraid you haven't got any taste, Jace. If you didn't like that combo, I was wearing it. It was a beautiful combination.
Who put that out?
Our beautiful wardrobe girl.
Well, thumbs up to her because that was a lovely combination.
Jace, you've got to get out of your black and brown, my friend.